Welcome to another episode of the Butterfly Podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about creating a totalitarian society. I'm Julius Hramaliu, and I have some co-hosts here. Introduce yourself.
Yo, it's Ryan Rigo.
Ethan Cordero, you already know.
Seth Reese.
Yeah, we got the whole crew out here, and we're going to be explaining how we're going to create a totalitarian society.
All right, guys, it's Ryan, and I'm going to tell you that our first step to keeping control is the military. So we need the military to spread our influence, to win wars, and to be the ultimate control of our country. So we need to make sure our military is constantly growing. So once a year, we're going to have a form of draft lottery where you will put, the families will put the number of people they have in their family, so they could have like four people in their family, mother, father, and you know, two sons. Whoever wins that lottery, at least one person from every family will be chosen based off their attributes, their qualities, and what we need for our military to stay strong. They'll be chosen, taken, and they'll be trained into our military. And you know, after a certain amount of time has gone, when they're in the military, when they're no longer useful for us, we will send them back to their families so they can spread more influence of our power, our control, and they're going to do what we want them to do because we've trained them military-wise.
All right. We also are going to need to take control of the police departments. We're going to overthrow them in this totalitarian society. And we're going to have the police overwatch the citizens for us. We're going to mind control them into being these all-watching eyes and ears of the society. And no one's going to have a chance of getting around them.
We're going to also use movies, TV, and entertainment to always broadcast information and control people, like mind control people, to think that we are the more dominant and powerful society, and make their beliefs go along with ours.
And it's going to be very vital for us to be in complete control of all universities and public schools, to be sure that all students and future generations will be indoctrinated with the idea that our party is supreme, and to be completely under our control because of their lack of submission. I mean, their complete submission to the idea of that.
So, next up is museums, and these places are built just for the sole purpose to go through history and reenact what was going on through that time. So, if we take control over museums, we can change what history looked like. We can change and almost forget rebellions, and to not give our people the idea to rebel, not give the people any ideas of what life could have been or what it can be. Because once we control history, we control them.
We're also going to be taking control of the internet. The people aren't going to be knowing that we're monitoring the internet, but we're going to be all over that. The FBI and CIA are going to play a huge role in this. We'll get into that on the next subject. We're going to have traps laid out across all internet bandwidths. If someone starts searching for how to rebel against the government or how to overthrow the totalitarian society, that we know. We're wiretapped. We know where they are. We know where they live. And we're coming for them. We're going to vaporize them like in 1984.
All right, right, next up is the CIA and FBI. And basically, they're our spies. You know, they're on the internet, they're listening to your phone calls, they're watching the security cameras. They know if you're doing something bad or that you're not supposed to, or if you're trying to rebel. You may not even see them. You may be on the road and they're around the corner. They're always watching.
And the way that the government will appear will be a pseudo-democracy where people will assume that they're actually voting for who they want to be leader. However, that will be completely chosen by an oligarchical group of people who run the party as a whole. And so, essentially, it will be a totalitarianship.
So next up, we're taking over the water and food supply. So if we notice that there are a group of people rebelling in a town, or before we send in the military to neutralize them, it's very simple. You don't follow by our rules, rations, food, and water to your town could get cut off unless you follow our rule. It's that simple.
So there you have it, another episode of the Butterfly Podcast. We're talking about totalitarian society. That's how we'd control it. That's how we'd rule it. And always remember, we'll be watching.